Good afternoon. High pressure is settling in overhead across interior New York and New England. And after a dry, cold start, temperatures are beginning to rebound. The strongest winds have shifted off to the north and east and into the Canadian Maritimes, although it will still be a bit brisk and chilly today. Despite that sunshine and a nice clear blue sky, high temperatures will fall about 10 degrees below normal and manage to get into the middle 30s. Skies will be clear early this evening, then increasing clouds but dry weather overnight tonight as temperatures drop back into the upper teens and lower 20s. A warm front will approach our region tomorrow with increasing and thickening clouds in the morning. Temperatures will climb through the 20s and into the 30s tomorrow late in the morning and into the afternoon. But if precipitation streams in early enough, we could have a little light freezing rain or sleet and maybe some snow showers, especially across northern New York and New England during the early to mid-morning hours. In the afternoon, though, everyone will push into the upper 30s and lower 40s, and just plain rain showers are likely for the second half of the day. That front, generally speaking, will be draped across our area for the weekend, keeping the weather unsettled. It'll oscillate from north to south and back to the north from time to time, and temperatures will fluctuate along with the front. Most of the region for most of the weekend will be above freezing, so that front will generate just plain rain showers, although there will be pockets from time to time of sub-freezing temperatures, which could present us with a little light mix of some snow or sleet, perhaps even a few spots of freezing rain for both Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures generally in the middle and upper 40s. That front not moving very quickly. In fact, with a low pressure wave along it, it looks like showers will be likely on Monday in the mid-40s and perhaps even into the day on Tuesday before we dry it out for the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms late this afternoon and evening across the central and southern high plains. Only a modest return flow of moisture is expected from western Nebraska and Kansas south into parts of the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles. However, beneath cooler temperatures in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, this may be sufficient for a corridor of instability as a 50 to 70 knot southwesterly mid-level jet streak noses in across the region. The result will be thunderstorms with a risk for severe hail and wind throughout the evening hours. Meanwhile, a deep upper trough will spread moderate to locally heavy precipitation from coastal California northward to the Canadian border. The Shastas and the Siskiyous will see the heaviest precipitation with 6 to 12 inches of snow possible over the higher elevations of Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Presidio, Texas, to a low of 16 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and a bit breezy in the lower 40s, Boston, sunny, still windy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees, the average low, 28. The record high 80 set in 1938, and the record low 4 below zero in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 6:53 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:11 p.m., 12 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and still a bit breezy today with highs in the lower 30s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and still a bit breezy today with highs in the upper 30s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny skies with a bit of a breeze today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows near 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and still a bit breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight, lows in the lower 20s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine and still a bit breezy today with highs in the mid-30s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some spotty mixed precipitation in the morning, otherwise rain showers with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Saturday, especially south of I-90 in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, perhaps some spotty mixed precipitation Sunday, lower 40s. More showers on Monday in the mid-40s. A chance of showers Tuesday in the upper 40s. And increasing sunshine with highs near 50 on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.